The audience question, and we start with Dominic. 10 to 20 years ago, Salem's Recreation Department offered significantly more recreation programs for seniors, adults, and children. Neighboring cities offer 10 times our programs, and they are successful. Why has Salem recently stopped many good programs, and what will you do to bring them back?
I think that the programs that are offered through the Community Life Center, both the Council on Aging and the Recreation Department, are actually really robust. The opportunities, especially at like the Forest River Park, the new outdoor recreation center that we've completed there, provide some great opportunities for outdoor learning for kids and programming. I think that a lot of the times it's difficult for people to understand what programs might even be available to them. So I think it's less a matter of creating more programs and more a matter of trying to connect people to the options that are available to them. And I think that comes down a lot to communication, reaching out to people where they are. Right now, if you want to register for a program at the Council on Aging, you have to do so by calling a number showing up. You should be able to do it online. It should be easy with one click. Those are just some of the ways I think we can connect people with the options that are there. And then partner with our community organizations and try to leverage those partnerships so they're providing programs where they have expertise. The Boys and Girls Club, the Salem YMCA, our partners through the Salem Public Schools and Salem State University, they have some remarkably talented people, both faculty and students, and they would have the opportunity to come in and provide programs and partnerships. Salem for All Ages, which I co-chair, is an initiative that's trying to bridge connections, to bring older adults into different kinds of programs, both at the CLC and throughout the community. And I think that there's some great opportunities there, and I would love to build on those as the mayor.
Thank you. Neil.
Many people who grew up in Salem, as I did several years ago, we're very fortunate to have a city that supported and promoted youth recreational programs for free. Now most of the programs that you have to participate in, you have to pay for. So I think that's a step in the wrong direction. It's exemplified, in my mind, by what's happened at Forest River. Although the physical improvements are terrific, and I applaud them, you now have to pay to swim at the pool at Forest River, even though your tax dollars have paid to physically construct the pool. How is that encouraging people to get involved in recreational programs when you have to pay for a service that your tax dollars are already paying for? So I think that eliminating fees and taking these things in-house and running these programs in such a way so that you're not charging kids, particularly lower-income kids, money to partake in these programs is something that we need to pivot toward. We might not have as many programs as we had several years ago because, frankly, there are not as many kids as there were several years ago. The park system, which I grew up in, was the most robust recreational opportunity that everybody had, but there are simply not as many kids going to the parks today as there used to be. But in terms of recreational programs, the city has an obligation to its youth to provide these programs for free, as far as I'm concerned, and to offer as many of them as they possibly can.
Thank you.